In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of Existence. His Prophet advised with guidance, and to follow the religion of righteousness to establish it over the entire faith, and to embrace Allah as the only one to whom we depend upon, and to proclaim that there is no God but Allah, and there is no one but Him in existence, to which all praise and gratitude be towards, provider of life, provider of death, and He is all-knowing and capable of His creation. And to proclaim that Muhammad is His believer and prophet. O Allah, place praise and peace and increase the blessing over our teacher, the Prophet Muhammad, as regards to his worth and divine or great stature. And may Allah embrace the four descendants, the great and pious leaders, Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and Ali, and the descendants, and the followers, and those who followed them with dedication, and those that relished their lives with faith, and filled their existence with your grace, blessing, and great mercy, O Most Gracious. O Allah, open the gates for us, O Most Merciful. Allow us, enable us to become from the most truthful and faithful, O Lord of Existence. O Allah, enable us to become from the most faithful and place us amongst those most faithful to you. And take our lives and reward us on the Day of Judgment as you would reward those most faithful to you. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, our discussion entails the two most valuable treasures of our lives, the two greatest blessings of our lives, the two widely open heavens, the two most beloved hearts to all of us, dearest to us. They do not neglect you if you neglect them. They do not distance or isolate themselves from you if you do unto them. Our discussion today is about the most merciful souls to you on this existence, in this life. Most merciful a people, the Prince of Poets, Ahmad Shawqi, when addressing Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said to him, "And if you are merciful, then you are the mother and father, for they are most merciful souls in this life." Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we will discuss the mothers, the fathers. We live in this country every day, every hour, or even every minute that passes by in our lives is a step closer to our graves. Every breath we take is one step closer where we shall stand before Allah, returning to His grace in the end. We must invest the time, the years, the situations we are by first marrying a faithful woman. And the best and most faithful of women are those who display kindness in treating their parents. For by respecting one's parents, you are also recognizing Allah's grace. For Allah states, "And worship me and display kindness to your parents." Allah also states, "Thank me, praise to me, and to your parents." Allah then states, "Allah has decreed to worship no one but Him, and be kind with your parents, especially when they become of old age." Why did Allah stress out the ordeal of old age? Old age, because when a person ages, especially to the high extremes of age, they may become a burden on those who surround them. They may apply a stress on his or her surrounding. They may interfere in what does not concern them. They may attempt to intervene in matters they have no business or benefit in. When a mother or father reaches that state of being, who is the most worthy and most righteous candidate to display patience toward them? The child whose parents have been patient with all of their lives and have maintained their duty and responsibilities towards. I would like to make an honest confession to all of you. The father, if he is young, if he is wise and civilized, then tending to his needs and care are easy. It does not display an effort in satisfying their needs. But the straining, agonizing father and the quarreling, overtly intervening mother, if you display patience toward them, Allah shall grant to you the grandest of blessings, to which no limitations are set. You must be patient with them. For Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "The worshippers who obeys their parents, who worship Allah diligently, are awarded the highest of statures on the Day of Judgment." He also said, praise and peace be upon him, "The failure, the uttermost perfect example of failure, is whomever has the opportunity to be kind and care for their parents, and do not." For today, we shall discuss our duties, our responsibilities that we must uphold towards our parents. And teach these aspects to your spouses, to your children. Now the first duty and most vital responsibility is to make them your first priority, with no exception over them. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, was once asked, "Who is the most valuable person to a man's life?" Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, answers, "His mother." On a separate occasion, Musa asked Allah, "O Allah, advise me." Allah said, "I advise you to tend to your mother." "Advise me yet again, Allah." "Your mother." For 9 times, Musa would ask from Allah to advise him, and Allah would speak to him and tell him to tend to his mother's needs. And Allah states, "By my grace and might, whomever was kind to their parents, I would be their guardian on earth, their company in the grave, and their mercy on judgment day, their guide on the straight path, and their listener in paradise." This truly is a blessing from Allah. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, once said, "Whomever stood before Allah with eons and eons of great deeds, but neglected their parents, Allah ignored all of their deeds." So the first thing which is even presented over giving your life in battle is your parents. For a man once approached Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and said, "I come to die in the will of Allah in battle." Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, asks him, "Do you have a mother?" "Yes." "Then she is more deserving of you and your deeds. Presented over everything else in existence is your mother, over your children, your wife, even your father. For it is a terrible day in the heavens when your mother dies. The angels speak out and tell the worshipper, 'The reason of why Allah blessed you all these years died. So work hard and commit yourself even more to Allah's will.' Do not favor anyone over your mother." Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "Whomever placed their wives far greater position and a priority than their mothers, then they are cursed by Allah, they are cursed by His angels, and they are cursed by all of creation." You must inform your wives of this. Is there a woman amongst you that considers her mother-in-law an actual mother to her? Truly. Is there a woman amongst you that informs their husbands that they will not truly please them unless they please their parents? Now if a mother came to visit her son, the wife would place a sordid, heinous grin, clench her fists, and grind her teeth, and would address the mother with an attitude only befitting that of a harlot. Why is this? The mother of the husband must be tended to. She must be respected. Look at the perception of the Quran as regards to the marital relationship and the parental relationship. Allah states, "Be kind and gentle in your relations with your wives." This is as regards to the marital relations. Allah then states, "Befriend them in this life and be kind and gentle to your parents. This is as regards to the ones, to the parents. What is the difference between both ordeals? Scholars have said that marital relationship may come to an end, God forbid, due to separation or divorce. But friendship, it will never separate, will never disconnect, it will never dissociate until the day when you stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment. And for that Allah stated for us to befriend our parents so that the relationship never ends, and not to present someone as a priority above them. For you shall not find one who will forgive you nor be merciful to you and love you more than your parents. Your mother especially, if she saw you ever so in need, she would tell you, take this, spend it on your children, and I am by your side so long as Allah permits me. But if you are overwhelmed, if you are weakened, some wives may go to their husbands, on the other hand, and say, I am against you so long as time permits. This, of course, is not present in all wives. It is not present in the faithful, in the loyal, worshipping, Allah-fearing wives. Those who are patient and stand by their husband's side, in spite of his poverty, in spite of his weakness, no matter what, she stands by his side. But this awful trait is present in some women nonetheless. And patience is something innate within all mothers. The first duty of a child to his or her parents is to not present anyone before them. There are no exceptions. They are always your first priority. The second duty is to be gentle with them by using gentle words and by performing deeds for them in a gentle, kind manner. With kindness and gentility, Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, was once asked, which is the best of deeds? Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, replies, to pray on time. Then what? To be kind to your parents. Immediately following your prayers is to treat your parents gently. For if you live in a vast house and your parents complain of overcrowding, and you fill your bellies full, and they complain of starvation, you shall be asked about them. You shall be judged and punished as regards to how you treat them. You must provide for them and give them what they desire. During the time of Uthman ibn Affan, a pine tree, a date tree, was worth 1,000 dirhams. And in an instant, Usama ibn Zayd was once seen bringing one of those trees and splitting it down to the middle and taking from it the sap, the fruits, and the core. The people were astonished. They said to him, you ruin your investment by splitting the tree and taking out its core? He replied to them, my mother asked from me this, and there is not anything that my mother would ask for that I cannot do and be late in fulfilling her request. It is your duty to be giving, to be loyal, to be gentle. My brothers and sisters, I am sometimes amazed, even astonished, at those who have pets in their homes and tend to their needs and who are kind and giving to the poor. And yet your parents who sacrificed their youth, their lives to raise you, I am ashamed and surprised to say that some people treat their pets with more respect and civility than the way they treat their parents. Is this the reward after years of patience and torment into sculpting you into the great person that you are today? For some of you to go about and punish them? Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, once stated that using gentle words with your parents and being kind in fulfilling their wishes, it is a duty that one must perform. So the second duty towards our parents is to be gentle while addressing them and when fulfilling their wishes. The third duty towards our parents is to not harm them by rude and awful words or mistreating them. For Allah states, "And when they come of old age, either one of them or both, do not be rude to them. Do not say, 'Fie on you.' And do not disrespect them. Use gentle words." And Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "I swear by the one who has made a prophet of me in righteousness, if there is a word more mild than 'fie on you,' Allah would have forbid it." You cannot address them this way. When they grow old, they become more sensitive than before. You must be precarious about this. They are your responsibility at this point. For when you were young, you were their responsibility. So now the time has come to repay a part of what they have done to you or for you. Islam is a religion of pride. It is a religion of strength, of firm faith, mercy. And in spite of all of the pride, you must be humble in two aspects on earth. You must be humble and patient to your parents. The second aspect, in spite of pride and strength, you must be humble to your Muslim brother, not to harm him or be envious of him, to help and aid him when needed. Have any of you ever seen a woman pregnant during her 9th month? Have you ever seen a woman pregnant during her 9th month? I repeat myself, because it is an arduous, it is a straining process. And have you ever seen a woman give birth? Have you ever heard a woman in labor screams? If any of you is treated by someone in the awful way that some of you may treat your mothers, you would desire that person's permanent exile from this world. But a mother, glory to Allah, subhanallah, is so forgiving and patient. Even after the hours of labor and pain that you put her through, she forgets all of this once she delivers you and places you on her chest. And then you start suckling from her. And in the end, how do you reward her? How do you treat her? A man once came to Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and said, "My mother is terrible. She truly is terrible." Prophet Muhammad replies, "Was she terrible when she carried you for 9 months? Was she terrible when she fed you? Was she terrible when she spent all her nights awake tending to you when you were sick? And you darkened her days." The man then says, "She is ungrateful for what I did for her." Prophet Muhammad asks, "And that is how?" The man then says, "I lifted her on my shoulders when roaming around the Kaaba." Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, says, "I swear by the one who made a prophet of me, you repaid nothing to her equivalent to a single contraction that she felt when she bore you during her labor pains." A man once approached Umar ibn al-Khattab, and he was carrying his mother, and the man said, "My kindness with my mother has reached the point that she no longer relieves her excretory duties except on my back. Then have I fulfilled my duties with her?" Umar ibn al-Khattab speaks, "Not even close. For you do so with the intention of her dying, with the intention of her passing away from this world. But rather, when she did it with you, it was for the intention of you living, of you persisting, of you striving and becoming stronger. You cannot be kind to your parents by just remembering them on holidays and occasions. But rather, kindness is something erupted from the mind, from the heart, from within your blood itself, from within your core. A man was kind to his mother. He would clean her clothes, feed her, and be patient with her. And he would tend to her every need. But when this man passed away, Allah was displeased. He was disappointed with the man, and he punished the man. The angels would speak to Allah and say, 'Oh Allah, in spite of what this man exhibited, from kindness to his mother. Your grace is displeased with him. Allah states, I see and realize what no one else can. For every time he would feed her or tend to her needs, his heart would turn to me and say, take her, rid me of her from this life. His own mother, he would wish for her to die. So you must be kind to your mother and father. For Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, Allah curses and condemns the man who mistreats his parents. Mistreat them how? A person asked. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, replies, whomever made them cry, then mistreated them. Whomever made them upset, I swear to Allah, I swear by the one who has made me a prophet in righteousness, whomever made them upset, then that person has truly mistreated them. Realize, just by making them upset or instilling a sense of grief in their hearts, and it is of your doing, then you have mistreated them, then you have displeased Allah. Also, Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, Allah hastens the punishment of three. Those in this life, he punishes them in this life before the next. The cheater, the traitor, and those who mistreat their parents. Al-Imam al-Tanukhi mentioned that there was a man who mistreated his father, literally by dragging him on the floor all the way to the house's door. So Allah punishes this man by giving him a son who dragged him even harder and even outside to the street. He threw him outside in the street. The man would scream out and say, my son, I only dragged my father to the door of the house. The son replies, this is your punishment. And whatever I do more than you did to your father before, it is a gift from me to you. Beware, my dear brothers and sisters, beware of upsetting or harming your parents. Musa once asked from Allah, allow me to see who is my companion in paradise. Allah states, whomever you first pass by shall accompany you into paradise. So Musa was walking, and he saw a man walking down the street. So he follows this man. He saw him entering a house. So he waited outside, and he looked at the man. Where he saw that the man sat down, he was chewing food. Then he would take the food out and feed it to an older woman. The man would tend to this woman's every need. And then the woman would mumble a few words. When the man came out of the house, Musa asked of him, who is this woman? My mother, answered the man. And who are you? What is your name? I am her servant. I live to serve her every need. Musa then asks, what does she mumble? The man answers, she says these words to me every time she sees me. She says, may Allah enable you to become Musa ibn Umran's companion in paradise. Musa then answers, rejoice, for I am Musa ibn Umran, and Allah has granted you company with me in paradise. So do not harm your parents with harsh words or cruel actions. So the fourth duty toward your parents is to be polite to them. Abi Huraira once saw a boy walking alongside a man. So Abi Huraira calls out to the boy and says, you there, who is that man walking besides you? The boy answers, he is my father. Abi Huraira walks up to the boy and advises him, do not walk in front of your father. Do not disrespect him by calling him with his name. And do not sit before your father in any setting. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, lack of kindness is when a child stares angrily at his parents. You must be polite. You may joke with your fathers, but do not forget their statures. Do not call them by their names. Respect your fathers. My brothers and sisters, if you see a person disrespecting his parents, advise them. Let them know what they are doing is wrong. It is not pleasing Allah. For whenever they disrespect their parents, their own flesh and blood, they will disrespect you in the end. If they harm their parents, their own flesh and blood, the closest thing that they have to them, they will inflict harm upon you. Al-Imam Abu Ishaq al-Sharazi, the scholar of Islam, the Sheikh of all of Islam, was approached by a man who said, "I dreamt of you and saw your beard illuminating." The Sheikh replies, "Yes, you are correct." Another man then speaks out, "How would you know if he is truthful or not?" The Sheikh replies, "He is truthful because I cleaned my mother's shoes with it before I went to sleep." He cleaned his mother's shoes with his own beard. No matter who you are, what your stature is, or how much money you have in your bank account, do not have pride over your parents. Do not be haughty in front of them. A father is always a father, and you are the son. Respect both parents. Be polite to them. The last duty of a child towards his parents is to pray from Allah to bless them while they live here in this life and after they die. Abi Huraira, whenever he wanted to leave the house, he would look at his mother's room and say, "Peace be upon you, mother." His mother would reply, "Peace be upon you as well, my son." To continue, Abi Huraira would say, "May Allah bless you for how much you tired when you raised me when I was young." His mother would then reply, "And may Allah bless you as you have been kind to me in my old age." How many times should you pray for your parents? Once a week? Once a day? Al-Imam Sufyan ibn Ayyaba once said, "You will not fulfill the right of your parents in your prayers unless you pray for them in every prayer. So you will pray for your parents 5 times a day after every prayer. Pray for your mother. Pray for your father." A man once approached Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, and asked, "Both of my parents are dead. What duties do I have yet to fulfill to them?" Prophet Muhammad replies, "Pray to them, be kind to their friends, and have a good relation with their family." The Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, also said, "The most kind of the kind is to hold a good relation with the family of your parents after their death." Al-Imam ibn Umar was on a camel during the time of Hajj, and the weather was extremely hot, and he had a shade on top of the camel and on top of him as well. And upon his journey, he saw a man who identified him as Ibn Umar. And when Ibn Umar identified and recognized the man, he got off of his camel and covered the man and the camel to shade them from the sunlight. And when he was asked of why he did so in spite of the terrible weather, Ibn Umar answered, "He was a friend of my father." So in the end, my dear brothers and sisters, we ask from Allah to bless these days for us, to bless them so that they are devout of shame and scandal. A good deed never goes undone, and a sin never goes unpunished. And the Creator is immortal. Allah is ever existing. Do as you please, my brothers. Do as you please. You reap what you sow. For every action you shall be judged. Whereas Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said, "Ask from Allah, praise to Allah, and be certain He shall reply."